Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
This edition, like so many of our others, is not for young kids.
I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman.
So how do you get good business?
I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman. I love good business and I'll give you all I can.
Want to do some good business? You got to give the customer what he wants, right? Want to cut some wood? You got to sharpen the axe. If you want some good sex, you got to do something to create it, horny toad. I mean, if you're expecting to come home from work, crash into your favorite Archie Bunker chair, start surfing your plug-in drug, and then expect at a magic moment sex is going to come looking for you, have you noticed that it doesn't? This edition of our show is concentrating on female sexuality. We hope to give you six facts from two books. Here we go with Dr. Arch Hart and his wife, Dr. Catherine Hart. Dr. Hart has written a book, The Sexual Man. He interviews 600 men. And the two of them have written a book, The Secrets of Eve, interviewing 2,000 women. And that's what we're extracting from. Now, incidentally, these 2,600 interviewees, we might mention, are so-called good, decent, church-going types. So we're not talking about some perverts over here in prison who have done sexual crime. We're talking about the good, decent, church-going people of America and about their sexual habits. So if you don't want to be lonesome in your bedroom, listen up here, Stud Muffin.
Lonesome in my bedroom. Each night when I go home, lonesome in my bedroom. Each night when I go home.
I believe he has experienced being lonesome in his bedroom, don't you? All right, from the book, Secrets of Eve. Three true false questions. See how you do on these. How well do you know Eve? Number one, true or false now? You tell me. Women fantasize more about sex than romance. Okay, number two. Being religious lessens a woman's sexual drive. Being religious lessens a woman's sexual drive. True or false? And number three. For a woman, satisfying sex must always end with an orgasm. All right. True or false on all those?
Yeah, the answer to all those is real easy. Obviously, all true. Anybody would know that.
No, they're not true. I'm sorry, ding dong. All of them happen to be false. See, that just shows you what you know about the area of female sexuality.
Gary, let me tell you how much knowledge you have. I took a recorder and went over and talked to your wife last week about how much she thinks you know about sexuality. I asked her on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does old Gary know about the subject? I asked her if she'd give you a 7, and I got her response right here on tape. Want to hear it? Well, we're going to listen to it anyway.
You know, that's very cold. That's real cold. Would you just cut that off, please? Okay, we got to go real fast now to go through the facts about female sexuality. Fact number one, for a multitude of reasons, the timing for sex may not be the same for each partner. Many men view their wives' lack of enthusiasm toward having sex as a personal rejection. Don't do this. She must have the freedom to say no. What's important for you to know and I to know is that in most cases, wives are not disinterested in you or in sex in general. They're just not interested in sex at that particular moment. Now, fact number two about female sexuality. One of the deepest longings of the human heart in both men and women is to be valued not for what we do, but for who we are. This is how God loves us, after all. And it's the way that we want to be loved. But because our culture so strongly influences you and I, horny toad, to think of women as sexual objects, women kind of feel a little demeaned when they appreciate it only when it's time for sex. And if you don't think the culture does this, just pay attention when you're surfing across the plug-in drug to what sells cars, clothes, and even potato chips.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
It's been said that men initially fall in love through visual stimulation, while women fall in love through emotional connection. But don't restrict this just to falling in love. It's just as true for staying in love as making love. So now here we go with fact number three for female sexuality from these two books that we're looking at today. Now, when the 2,000 women in the study were asked what they like most about having sex, 90% chose physical and or emotional closeness. Closeness was more important than orgasm. This blows your doors away, right, Stud Muffin? It's true. Women want to talk, touch, and feel love. It's a sensual thing that goes way beyond sexual intercourse. Duh. Hard for us to get it, right? For many women, intercourse is a final expression of their affection. And it's not just for themselves, but more for the pleasure of the man. Men, on the other hand, often use sex to express rather than feel the emotions of love and affection. Now, fact number four about female sexuality. Your woman wants to spend more time with you. What kind of time? Just ask her. Fact number five, women want time for talking. Talking and connection intimately is what I miss and want more of, wrote one woman in describing her ideal sexual experience. She said, if he would just talk to me about my feelings, showing interest in me, I'd laugh some and cry some, and he would share his feelings with me, and he would affirm me. After all, I am a woman.
I'm a woman, I'm a human.
So you didn't know Hillary Clinton could sing, huh? Listen, Stag, you got to learn how to listen. Don't give the quick fix solution. All she wants you to do is to listen, then echo back what you're learning to show that you really heard her. This validates your partner, and believe it or not, it's the most powerful aphrodisiac known to mankind. Try it and see for yourself. Try it. She'll like it. And finally, what you and I still need to grasp is that sex is not the vehicle for achieving closeness. It is just one of many important expressions to your woman of being close. It's kind of God's blueprint. It's just living out God's brilliant divine plan for human sexuality.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Men Who Win is about life with a capital L. You've heard there's forgiveness of sin through God's Son, but you may not be entirely comfortable with God coming to live in you. Actually, that's the best part. You need someone to love you and to accept you and to want to be with you. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.